gentlemen. This is Mambo number 5.
Radio Dominican.edu, and welcome to the Knicks Mix at 6, where I'm your host every Thursday from 5 to 6 here at Radio Dominican.edu, and I got some awesome, interesting things lined up for you guys today. Beautiful weather, it's a spring semester up. Everybody had a great and fantastic and restful break, because of course I did. I literally slept like 13 hours every day. It was literally the best thing ever. So all of a sudden, like this, I got these creative juices flowing through me right now. There's something about Mercury being in orbit. I don't know what's that about, but everything's feeling good today. Hope you guys had a great day. The week's almost over. One more day till it's Friday. Turn up Fridays, Thursdays, you know. So again, this is DJ Nyx, here at radio.dominican.edu. And next up, first, I got to start up my show with, of course, the queen bee of the queenest of them all, Miss Beyonce Knowles, with a classic one of her hits, Beyonce with Check Up On It.
Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it, while I stand up in the background and check up on it.
What up again? This is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And listen to the Nyx Mix at 6, or Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. So, one thing I love about having my radio show is that I literally can talk whatever I want. Say what I love, say what I hate, say what's annoying me. So that's one thing I do enjoy. So of course, here I hit you guys off with my first segment. It is my love it or hate it. So first off, with the things that I am loving right now. So have you ever visited a website and thought, yeah, this is good, but what if all the pages, all the pictures on them have googly eyes on them? So each picture, say you see a picture of, you see a picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce. You go on the site, you go online, looking at pictures, reading article, but every picture they have on there is a picture of them with googly eyes. You know those little crafts, the one that you do when you're like in kindergarten, when you want to make a face, use the googly eyes. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so those googly eyes online, you can actually see every picture with that on it. So this is a concept of Googlifier. It's a new Chrome extension. You know, if you have Google Chrome, you can download a whole bunch of new things. And that lets you apply googly eyes to a webpage photographs with the click of a button. So this funny, amazing, entertaining concept immediately makes every website in the world a little bit, a little more humorous, a little more better. So visit any page and you tap on the googly eyes button in your extensions bar and wait for your screen to be Googlified. And that's pretty hilarious. I actually have that on my screen right now. So I'm looking through all these celebrity gossip news and I'm putting googly eyes on everybody. It's pretty funny. And next up for my love it of the week, well, some people, it's hard for them to say the truth. It's hard to tell your friends, hey, you don't look cute in that. Or maybe it's just, you're not a very blunt person. Well, with me and my friends, we really have such an open relationship, open communication. So with us, I usually tell them straight up, But some people, it's hard for them to tell their friends. But now there is an app that you will love that can help you tell people what you really want to say to them. So its app is called Gutsy. So it's available for iPhone. It's an app that lets you develop more and open, honest friendships by allowing you and your friends to anonymously answer a series of questions about each other. So it works by letting you cycle through your available list of friends. So it actually gets them from your Instagram account. So people that you know. So maybe unless you have those 1,000 ghost followers, those random people. And it adds up a list of 100 available questions. Interestingly, your friends don't even have to be connected to the service for you to answer the questions about them. That means you can snipe about anyone, whether they want to hear advice or not. So it's kind of like, what is that site called before that? Ask Forum, where you ask questions or you tell them something, but you're anonymous. So it's something like that. But these are friends that's on you, not people that you randomly know. These are people that you connected with. So questions on the range from the questions that range from, do you think your friend is mean? Do you think your friend is on the right career path? Or does your friend exercise enough? So, these are the kind of questions. Sometimes it is too hard to tell people. You don't want to be too mean. You don't want to be too straightforward. So there's an app, Gutsy, to help you let them know how you're really feeling. So keep in mind that your friend will receive these messages, but they'll never know the answers are from you or that the questions were from you or what they're even looking at. So at least they'll know someone thinks, they're being fat or they're being mean, that shirt they're wearing is a little bit too loose, or they're just not being themselves. So let's be fair though, it's Gutsy, it's not all bad things. You can also ask them, you can also tell them, I have a crush on you, or if you would sleep with them, things like that you wouldn't tell them in person, but it's good to get it off your chest. Or you can also let them know that just to have a nice day at work. And it's the latest growing number of apps to let people share their thoughts anonymously. So there's things like Gik Yak, it's like a Twitter for school or Twitter for people just around you. So anonymously, you can't see people what they're saying. There's no username. So you just anonymously tweet things around your area. So it's only a local thing. So right now, I guess people at Dominican, it's very popular here. I don't actually have an account, but sometimes, if you'll say something, you can read it. But then it'll get the high schools around here, surrounding areas. So you don't know if it's about Dominican or if it's about high school or if it's about the nearby high schools. So there's that app. And next up, those are my two apps for two things that I love for the week. So it's the Gutsy app, which is available for iPhone. And then there's the Googlifier, the extension on the Google Chrome. So it's Googlifier. So Googlifier. So look that up because you definitely want googly eyes on your pictures on every site you go on. And again, that's the Gutsy app. So same thing as Guts. Have guts with someone, telling someone the truth. GUTSY. So look those two up. And last but not least, my hate it for the week. So I'm not a big fan I say that me and Kanye West have a very rocky relationship. You know, I love him, I don't love him. Some days I do love him. But I do admit that he has some great music. You know, I appreciate his artistry. And I love what he does. You know, his music, he's made such a big impact on hip-hop music. He's a lyricist that no one can ever top, you know, or come close to, because the way he flows, the way he writes, and the words that he puts together, it's something that's new to hip-hop, and I appreciate for that. You know, but Kanye, you know, he's not been very good with the media. That's really hard because he has such a great talent, and I want people to see that talent. You know, I appreciate his talent. Maybe not his new album so far, they're kind of eh. But now his new songs are pretty good with Only One, and I got that new one for you, the 456 of Rihanna and Paul McCartney, which I'll play for you guys at the end. And it's a really, really good song. Like Kanye, it's actually doing his fashion line. He's been talking about this for a long, long time, how he's always wanted to break into the fashion industry. He wants to design his own clothing line and all things like that. He had his Yeezys before. Oh my gosh, those shoes sold for $1,000 each, and they're still selling for $1,000 each. So he came up with a new Yeezy too. He signed with, but those were his first one was with Nike. He was signed with them, but now he's officially signed with Adidas. So with Adidas, he actually had the chance to have a show for New York Fashion Week. And the thing, you know, I'm pretty excited. Kanye has such a creative mind. He has to let all these creative juices go, you know? It's Kanye West. He always has something to come up with. But his show, I'd have to say, his clothes weren't all that great. Their base of the models were wearing pantyhoses. I read online that the reason that they wear the pantyhoses or the sheer is because so they can focus on the rest of the clothes. So for example, like this girl was wearing like pantyhose, like all over her body, like a pantyhose suit, like pantsy with a shirt and like a bra inside. And then she had this really nice jacket on. So I guess the whole point was to play away from the attention of the pant, you know, of the pantyhose and the sheer. Actually, I don't even know that's part of his thing. Supposedly, that's a reason what people are saying. But yeah, so he would wear this and the girl would wear a big jacket. So people would only pay attention to the jacket and not what's on the inside. And a lot of his colors were neutral colors. You know, they have a dark green, black, some pale, dull colors. That's what I'm saying. Kanye, you're Kanye West. Have, you know, I don't know if he's going through a bitter time in his life or whatever, but at least have some color. He didn't have a lot of color in his show whatsoever. And there were holes in his clothes. Like, really? You're really going to pay how much to have a sweater with holes in it? Like, bruh, for real, let me rip holes in your clothes for you instead of you paying dropping hella cash on just something that has holes in it. But I did enjoy that most of his models that he did use were very, very young models. And he's giving youth a more brighter look, you know? He has all these ideas. And I hope, hopefully, his clothing line goes rather, because I always compare him to Pharrell, you know? Pharrell, successful rapper, successful singer, successful fashion designer, successful everything. Like, I honestly, what I always say is Pharrell, anything he touches turns into gold, because it is true. Anything he touches turns into gold. So I feel like he can't be what Pharrell is, you know? Pharrell's actually part of the Academy, so he's part of the Oscars Academy, so he helps pick movies and all what to win and stuff. So that's what I'm saying. He's not really there at that point in his career where he could do that. He's not at the point where he's not at the Pharrell level. Even though they're two different types of artists, I love Pharrell and I appreciate Kanye West. But it's hard for someone to break into the industry like that. So here's a little clip that I got from his interview with MTV talking about his show. And if you guys didn't catch it, it's all online. He actually did perform with one of his new songs on. He actually did perform one of his new songs while he was there with Sia, and I forgot who the other rapper was. So he showcased all his talents, and here he says how he's talking about his new line.
So I've been raising my taste level and educating myself and putting myself around people with way higher taste, and now we're using it to give something back to the people. And this is the very beginning of, you know, just mark this interview, look back at this interview 5 years from now and you see what happens from this. You know, for anyone, you know, who reviews the collection poorly, whatever they might, not even to put that type of energy out there. But if they do, you know, I really feel sorry that they don't have a vision of what the future holds.
So there's Kanye, you know, doing his Kanye thing. He actually did get a few bad reviews. The founder of Fashion Week actually wasn't into his show at all. The founder of Fashion Week said that Ferdinand Merlis revealed to New York Post that she is over the musician, like adding that his saying that his general agenda is not her style. She says that I'm kind of over Kanye. I mean, I'm not a fan of his music and the attitude, and the agenda is not my style. So the founder of the whole entire show of Fashion Week is not with Kanye himself, I guess. And there's Kelly Catrone. She's an editor. If you guys remember her, she was on Lauren Conrad's The Hill Show. It was her boss for Vogue. And she was saying that he should just stick to his own lane, you know? She said, she doesn't think fashion should be his thing. And that he thinks he's a great designer, he's a great rapper, but as a fashion designer, he's not with it. So I'm kind of agree. I do agree with them. Kanye, you're a great artist. Maybe keep it at that lane. You know, Jay-Z doesn't try to make clothes. Well, he did. But he has other things to worry about. Maybe Kanye, buy a basketball team or something, you know? Put your money somewhere else. You got all that money in the world. Do something else with it. So that's it for my Hate It or Love It this week. So you got your Google Fire. Look that up for your Google Chrome extension. And you got your Gutsy app. If you want to tell your friends straight up, you can tell them anonymously. But if you want to tell your friends something, go tell them straight up instead. And then there's my Hate It for the week is Kanye's fashion line. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu, and you're tuning in to the Nyx Mix at 6. Right, Nyx, I got you for my girl of the week. I actually got two girls of the week that I'm so excited to talk about with you guys. And right now, I got one of my favorite all-time, straight-up 90s best, like, feel-good song is Can't Take My Eyes Off of You by Lauryn Hill.
Refugee camp, conspiracy theory, why? You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stand, there's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak. But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I want to.
Trust in me when I say it's
And that was another classic song by Lauryn Hill with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. So your girl of the week this week, so I have two. So if you haven't seen the show Fresh Off the Boat, it's on ABC and it's a new sitcom. It focuses around an Asian family of the Hwangs. And it's actually the first Asian American family sitcom in 20 years. Yes, there hasn't been a show about Asian people in 20 years on American television. That is as old as me. That is unbelievable. But I'm finally glad to see more Asian representation on the television, because it literally I'm tired of seeing the same black and white colors, you know? So it's good to see people who are my color. And this show focuses on Eddie Huang in his life. So it's based off his book that he wrote about his life when he was a child. And it's hilarious because there's this episode I just watched where he's in school and he's trying to fit in. His family just moved from Washington, D.C. They had a lot more Chinese people there. His family moved to a whole different place to help their dad support their new restaurant. And it's a cattleman's restaurant. So it's basically like your regular white cowboy barbecue kind of place. Texas Roadhouse kind of restaurant. Yes, a Chinese man owning a cattleman's white restaurant. Texas Roadhouse kind of thing. Yes, that really happened in real life because it is his life. So the show revolves around that, them adapting to their new life in Orlando, Florida. And it's hilarious. So if you haven't watched that, please tune that in. So, but my favorite character who I actually want to talk to you about this week for my girl of the week is Constance Wu. And she is one of the most funniest people on television right now. Here's a little clip that I got from the TV, from the show, from the first episode. Here's a clip for you guys.
I need white people lunch.
What is this door so excited about?
If we get separated, try and join a white family. You will be safe there until I can find you.
So the show, the episode, that scene right there is about his family, Eddie and his mom, going to the grocery store trying to get some food because at lunchtime, he had Chinese food that his mom made, homemade Chinese food that his mom made that the people in his school he sat with didn't like. So he was like, Mom, I need white people food. So the first thing he goes to is a Lunchable. So it's a hilarious show. If you guys haven't caught that yet, it's Fresh Off the Boat on ABC. It premieres, I think, every Tuesday night. So check that out, Constance Wu. She's hilarious. She's one of the funniest moms on television right now. ABC is good with their moms on television. You know, you got Modern Family, and then you have the Goldbergs, too. So she recently had an interview with Time Magazine, and here's what she said about the show. So she says, we shouldn't be a voice for all Asians. We are such a varied group that there's no one that can be like, this is what an Asian American looks like. But we're given that burden because we're so rarely represented. If you see Tina Fey on television, you're not like, all white women are like Tina Fey. Yet people are like, oh, Jessica Wong, is not like my mother, but this is how it's supposed to be about Asians. So she shouldn't be like my mother. So she goes on to talk about how, although it's great that this show is on, this is not how it's all like. This is not how all Asians are like, which is true, you know, but some of the things are relatable. But it's good to finally see a familiar face, a familiar color on TV, because this is so exciting. And the show has been getting great reviews, great ratings and things like that. So I'm excited to see where the show goes. So that's my first girl of the week, Miss Constance Wu. And she's beautiful and she has a beautiful, beautiful voice. There's an episode, the newest episode, she sings the Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. And it's hilarious. So please check that out. Fresh Off the Boat is such a great show. So next up for my girl of the week, I have one of my favorite authors, J.K. Rowling. If you guys don't know who J.K. Rowling is, you must be living on a rock, or I don't even know where you've been. So J.K. Rowling, she is the author of all the Harry Potter books, and one of my favorite books in the world. Actually, yeah, one of my favorite books in the world, all of them. I love them all. I'm a big Harry Potter fan. And she recently, you know, she's really big on talking to her fans. She has a Twitter account, and she's always talking to her fans, asking them, you know, how are they saying all these things, and she's always answering questions for them. So, like, for example, people would ask her, like, hey, does Harry end up like this, and then like this. She always gives a straight up answer too. And she recently has been tweeting a lot more to her fans, and she's recently tweeting a lot more to her fans about what are they ask something. And here's one tweet that she, conversation she had with her fans. Sorry. So JK goes on to say, to help kids, you know, one of her big stories is that a lot of the stories of her fans are saying that, you know, these books changed my life. They helped me through a hard time in my life, because Harry Potter didn't have a great life either, you know, although he was an orphan. He lost his parents, lived with, you know, crazy uncles and aunt, and he didn't have anybody really in his life until he went off to wizarding school. It's a whole different story. Let's talk about Harry Potter later. But her story is that she wrote a letter to one of her fans, a personal letter to one of her fans. So Twitter user Johnny Rowling, no relation at all, says, anyone else feel like an orphan boy wizard when J.K. Rowling tweets other fans but not you? But to his surprise, she actually did respond. So Ashley Compton, she says J.K. Rowling tweets back at him, says, okay, but not only because of the Dobby eyes. And she tweeted back at them. She tweeted back at them and just said that. And one day he went to a side book signing for her, and he actually got to meet the beautiful Miss J.K. Rowling. And he came in with a notebook personalized by designer Jason Cockcroft, who designed the UK Harry Potter books. And he met with Rowling at the book signing of The Silkworm, her new book, and she actually remembered who he was. He told BuzzFeed himself, who first reported the story, saying, I told Joe, thank you so much, you've really changed my life. In which Joe replied, wow, that's an amazing thing to say. And then told Joe, I was a Dobby voice you replied to on Twitter, do you remember me? And she shouted, ah, it's you, of course I remember you. So Blue gave Rowling his notebook, where it contained a handwritten letter from him thinking about what the books have done for his life. So a few months later, Blue found a letter in his mailbox with a Chamber of Secrets stamp on the envelope. So the letter writes, Dear Johnny, you have fantastic handwriting, and that's not the most important thing I've got to say to you, but I thought I'd mention I'm a connoisseur. On some more important things, what you say about Harry helping you was a clearly dreadful time in your life. Means more to me than I can easily express. I freely confess that I loathe bullying and the way it's still no often handled in school. Your experience is shocking and disturbing, and that you have turned out to be a compassionate, moral, highly motivated person, and this is high testimony to your courage. Gryffindor for you. So this dude got to be, J.K. Rowling herself said this dude is in the Gryffindor house. How more great can that get? So thank you so much for your stunningly beautiful notebook. I love it. This letter seems to be a series of non-sequiturs, but why break the pattern? I have family roots in Ashire and Erin, to be precise, and I've never been there. Embarrassing, isn't it? Don't tell the nationalists. I'm sure we'll see each other again. In the meantime, I'll watch out for you on Twitter. So J.K. Rowling is fantastic with her fans, fantastic to people. Anyway, you know, she's a ballin' lady. Like, how many people can say their books turned into an amusement park? I mean, Walt Disney, but he doesn't have a book. It wasn't from a book. That was from TV shows. So, again, those are my two girls of the week. That was Miss Constance Wu from Fresh Off the Boat. And, of course, J.K. Rowling, the author of all the Harry Potter book series. So, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. My next segment coming up is The Clown of the Day. It's an interesting story. I thought it was pretty funny. So, next up, I have some music for you. I got one of my favorite songs of right now. So this is Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. This song is so popping, and it's like, I'd say this is our song for our apartment in our house. So this is Uptown Funk Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. And that was Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson. So I actually have a clown of the day, but it's a smart clown of the day. Not too dumb. He didn't like, but it's pretty interesting. So Brandon Scott Wolf has found a new way to increase the odds in his favor. So he's created a site called DateBrandonScottWolf.com, a dating site where he is the only dating option. So the website claims to be America's number one online dating site for Brandon Scott Wolf. Yes, the dating site just for him. So here's a little clip of his video that I have for you guys.
If you think there are way too many profiles on every online dating site, you're not alone. Even though you are.
Hi, I'm Brandon Scott Wolf, founder of DateBrandonScottWolf.com, the number one online dating site for Brandon Scott Wolf.
But who is Brandon Scott Wolf?
So the site is basically solely on him. The application process is like writing a submission to a college. So women interested in dating the 25-year-old Brooklyn-based bartender and comedian simply need to fill out a profile, write an essay between 500 and 1,000 words about an accomplishment or event, or formal or informal, that marked your transition from childhood to adulthood within your culture, community, or family. Yeah, it's basically you're applying to college all over again, but it's pretty funny. So in return, Wolf promises to be the perfect partner for a woman seeking a serious relationship. And by serious relationship, he defines this as being able to lay on a couch together while wearing pajamas and watching Bob's Burgers. Which is, yes, honestly, that is a perfect date for me. Staying home and watching Bob's Burgers. If you haven't watched Bob's Burgers, it's pretty funny. Watch that show too. And he, so far, Wolf has received more than 45 applications. Even one all the way from India. So he is optimistic about what he's about finding love through these applicants. So half of it seems real, half of it seems semi-very real. That's what he told to the Elite Daily. So since Wolf is known as a comedian who contributes notes to the Weekend Update segment on the Saturday Night Live, you're forgetting if you're not sure he's really serious. But neither is he. He says that people have asked him, you know, are you serious? Is this a joke? And his only response is that, I'm not even sure. There's a part of me that's hoping someone is going to get this 100% and won't catfish me, and then I'll ask them out on a date. So good luck to Brandon Scott Wolf. I really hope this works. I actually want to see where this turns out. This is a pretty good idea too, because, hey, you get to choose the people you date, even though maybe there has been applicants, so it's not like he's not getting anybody trying. And he's not a bad looking guy. Look at the video. Just date Brandon Scott Wolf. He's not a bad looking guy. So good luck to him on finding love. So that was my clown for the day. Smart clown of the day. Let me take that back. My smart clown of the day. So DateBrandonScottWolf.com. Check that out, guys. Again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. And after, I got some juicy, 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 dirty talk for you guys. So the whole Tyga Kylie thing, I don't know if you know what's going on with that. But I got that for you guys next here at radio.dominican.edu. And next up, I have another good song from one of my favorite people in the world, is John Legend with Save Room.
Might hurt a little.
And that was John Legend with Save Room. So right now, this is your Dirty Talk here with DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu with a Nyx mix from 5 to 6 every Thursday. So first off with Dirty Talk, I got that Kylie and Tyga business. So there's been rumors that Kylie, 17-year-old Kylie, 17, not even 18, who just recently turned 17, that she is supposedly dating 25-year-old dad, he has a child, we point that out, he has a child, that he is dating Kylie Jenner. There's a lot of speculation on that, whether are they together, or do their parents know, and things like that. So Tyga was on a guest at the Breakfast Club with Power 105, and this is what he had to say about that, whether or not they're dating.
I'm not dating Kylie. I'm not dating that, so I just want to get that out the way. And I want to be clear to everybody that I didn't leave my family to be with Kylie. You know what I mean? And that's ridiculous. You know, I feel like, you know, me and China, we broke up almost.
Let me get that for you guys again.
Start with Amber Rose, because that's what made him want to come up here, okay?
It all kind of ties in, okay.
Yeah, Amber Rose said that Kylie Jenner's a baby and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
Now, are you smashing or now are you redshirting until she turned 18?
No, I'm not dating Kylie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dating that, so I just want to get that out the way. And I want to be clear to everybody that I didn't leave my family to be with Kylie. You know what I mean? And that's ridiculous. You know, I feel like, you know.
So a lot of people are saying that, you know, this 25-year-old man left his family just to be with some 17-year-old girl. And Kylie, I have to say, is my least favorite. She's not even a Kardashian. She's a Jenner, so she doesn't even count. So she is my least favorite of the whole entire sisters. If you have to know, Courtney's my favorite. Chloe's my favorite. So Tyga and Kylie have this speculation that they are together, but then, like you said, he admitted that they aren't together. And if they are together, I don't understand. You know, myself, I'm an older sister. I'm the oldest in my family. I would never let my 17-year-old sister even go hang out with a grown man who has a child. 25 years old. And first of all, why are you hanging out with a 17-year-old girl in the first place? I don't know. There's something really, really fishy about there. And the fact that, I don't know, her parents aren't his dad. Her dad is going through something. Not going through something. Is going to be a man. Is going to stay a gonna stay a moment. So he's going through his own stuff. All those Kardashians got something to do, but they're not watching their baby of the family. She is the youngest. Like I said, she's 17, guys. I don't even think she's going to school, or she hasn't even graduated high school, and she's kicking in with all these grown men. Like, where are your parents, child? So there's my opinion on that. And he actually goes on and talks about saying that it's different in Black culture to just be friends with someone. So here's what he goes and saying.
A long time. But you guys do spend a lot of time together, so no, you can understand.
What I'm saying is, you know,
think that.
Because, you know, in Black culture is different. You know, if you hang around somebody, you smashing them. But like, you know, white culture is different. You know what I mean? Like they really are friends. You know what I'm saying? Like they're like really, yo, this is my friend. You know what I'm saying? Like it's genuine. It's different. You know what I mean? Like how we think is a little different with our mentality. You know, so for me.
So he goes on saying that basically the only reason people are taking this badly is because Black people can't be friends, normal just friends with people, and only white people can just be friends with people. Okay, Tyga, I don't know what you're talking about, but he should have just stopped. Whereas, you know, we're not dating. That's it. Not because, oh, people think we're smashing because I'm Black. He really just pointed that out, and that I'm Black and white. I can't be friends with her. And white people can be friends with each other, but Black people can't. I don't know, Tyga. He's just all over the place right now. His music's not even that good, dude. He's a B rap, maybe C+ average rapper. Please, someone name one good song by Tyga, because I cannot recall anything. So I hope this blows over, and I hope her lips get washed off because that fake lip liner she's doing is not working for me right now. I'm sorry. She is my least favorite out of all the sisters. So again, that's been my dirty talk with Kylie and Tyga's business. And right now I got a really, really good one for you. One of my favorite rappers, or favorite person, not even a rapper, favorite person, Will Smith, guest starred on David Letterman last night, and he rapped for him yesterday. So here's a little snippet of what he did. He was talking about his daughter, how it is to raise a teenage daughter, and how his life is now. So here's a little snippet of his performance yesterday.
Ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they would dance with a jig. Can't move his hands, I'm getting sick of cigar. For people, you bar, just light it. For the look, I don't light it. He'll wait to hand me on the ass, they all play. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
So Will Smith himself hasn't even aged. He looked good still. He looked like that Fresh Prince. But that was him guest starring at David Letterman last night. It was pretty good entertainment. It's pretty good to see. It's finally good to see all of these older characters coming back. And just, you know, acknowledging that this was a big part of their life. There was also that reunion on Saved by the Bell reunion on Jimmy Fallon. That was pretty funny. And that was really good. Like, you guys should watch it. Look it up, Jimmy Fallon reunion for Saved by the Bell, because everybody looks literally exactly the same. But Kelly's pregnant now. That's a different thing. But everybody looks exactly the same. And like I said, Mario Lopez, oh, that man does not age. Those dimples, those muscles, he looks exactly the same when he was 14, 15, when he was still on Saved by the Bell. So next up for your dirty talk, I got IGGY, Miss Iggy Azalea. So the internet is not very fond of Iggy. Anything Iggy does, people find a way to make fun of it. You know, with her song, with her videos, with the way she thinks she says, thinks she wears, you know, people find a way to just, you know, mess with her. You know, she's actually, there was that time where Snoop Dogg posted up a meme of Iggy. I forgot what it says, but he posted up a meme and she took that to heart. And she really felt hurt and hurt that that Snoop Dogg would do something like that. And she couldn't take a joke. It was a joke. Snoop Dogg was just playing with her, but she wanted to go backfire and say, Snoop Dogg, that's not very nice, why would you do this? And Snoop Dogg laughed it off and started posting more memes about her. And then again, there was her hair at the Grammys maybe two weeks ago. Her braided hair, actually. So she was nominated for a lot of things. You know, she had Best New Artist, Best Rap Album, which, oh god, I don't understand why she was even nominated in that category in the first place. So her hair was this weird, she hair was braided. I loved her dress was royal blue, and royal blue is my favorite color in the world, so she looked good in the dress. But her hair was something that people were clowning on. So on the internet there was memes saying that she looked like that lady from 50 First Dates, the one that worked on the zoo with Adam Sandler, that she looked like her. People said she looked like the chick from Shrek. They said her hair looked like a bird's nest. What else did they say? I forgot. There was a whole bunch of memes about her hair and like how it was not cute. And right now she's taking a break from social media. She's very active with her Instagram. She's very active on Twitter. So now she says that she's taking a break and that the internet is the ugliest reflection of mankind there is. So everything people are saying about her is really getting to her. So she says that the couple happened to be photographed during their trip, in the romantic trip to LA with her boyfriend, and that her bikini body was criticized by faceless internet bullies. So she expressed her disappointment in a series of tweets. So she said, this is one of her tweets saying, she just got back from a great vacation, came online and saw apparently it's shocking and unheard of to be a woman and have cellulite. LOL. I just want to have peace and a relaxation time without a perv with long distance lens hiding out taking pictures. Everyone deserves peace. So she feels the hatred and pettiness I see online at all times is making me become an angry person, and it cannot be that. To become nasty because of the way I feel and treated would be a disservice to my fans, and I promise I will try to keep smiling. But she also wants to, she wanted to let her fans know that she is taking time away from social media. She said, I need to be happy and it is too negative and draining. So everything that people are saying about her is, yeah, definitely getting to her. Is definitely getting and taking her to heart. But it's funny. I don't know. A lot of these celebrities, they have all these sites. They have all these sites. They have, you know, they update their social media, but they don't take it to heart. But Iggy, you know, she's new. She's up and coming. She's not even from America. She's from Australia. So she's, it's taking a toll on her. So she's taking a break from that right now. So again, that's it for your dirty talk. You have Tyga and Kylie not dating, which I so think they are. Then you have Will Smith being on David Letterman performing what he does best. I wish he can get back, can do some more music. And then there is Iggy Azalea quitting or taking a break from social media. So that's it for your dirty talk. And right now I got a new joint for you guys. Actually came premiered a few weeks ago, but I would say this is a new joint because I haven't played it on my show yet. This is 4 or 5 seconds. So this is by Kanye West. Like I said, I do enjoy his music. This is by Kanye West featuring Rihanna and Paul McCartney. And the tweets about him are hilarious about Paul. Some people were saying that Kanye, like, who is this new artist Kanye bringing up and stuff? So I'll text you guys that right after the break. Again, this is DJ Nix here at radio.dominican.edu. And then with your new song of the week with Kanye West. Kanye West and Rihanna featuring Paul McCartney of the Beatles. If you guys don't know who Paul McCartney is, he's from the Beatles.
Make it back home by Monday morning, I swear I wondering where I've been. Now I know the job tonight, thinking how could I be so reckless. But I just can't apologize. I hope you can understand.
If I go to jail tonight, promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, it's taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday.
And that was 4 or 5 seconds by Kanye West, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney. So a little before I go, here's some funny tweets that people were saying after their performance, or after that song release. So someone is saying, who is Paul McCartney? This is why I love Kanye, for shining light on unknown artists. And then other people says, who is Paul McCartney? Why do people love him? And Twitter user Morella Justin says, Kanye West really knows how to expose great new talents. Bet this new Paul McCartney night is going to be huge after this song. Yes, people were going on and on about who is Paul McCartney. People, I don't know. I don't even know anymore. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu for the Nyx Mix from 5 to 6. I hope you guys have a great night. Stay warm. It's getting a little chilly. So again, this is DJ Nyx here at radio.dominican.edu. Tune in every Thursday here from 5 to 6, okay? With your girl, DJ Nyx. You guys have a good night.